We are joined by William Barton. He is a composer and musician who has been brought to Perth by the wonderful Music Aviva. They do amazing work bringing us chamber musicians from around the world. Ensemble Q and William Barton is just one of those. And he joins us now to tell us about this new project. Hi, William.
Hello, how are you?
I'm so well. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us on the show.
So this particular project, Ensemble Q and William Barton, explores the oldest wind instrument in the world, which is, of course, the didgeridoo.
Yes.
How did you first join up with Ensemble Q and decide to explore the possibilities the didgeridoo has?
Well, I know pretty much all the members of the ensemble personally. Over 20, almost 30 years. It was a friendship. We've from various concerts and events throughout my lifetime. And Paul Dean and Trish Dean are my dear friends, and they're the founders of the Ensemble Q. So Paul, had an idea to work with them, and I wanted to work with them and write them something as well. So it's just a nice fit in a journey to be able to write for your friends and have a pull this particular piece, Journey to the Edge of the Horizon, and it's about going to that special place where that horizon sits, that sunset sits on the horizon, or even in the morning time, and, where there's no prejudice, but there is hope, there's life and there's death, but there's also a lot of hope and love as well,
And I guess that metaphor of the horizon as the future, as possibility.
Yes, and the continuum, and so I purposely, go for walks most days, and I intention what this piece will be for myself, but also for the people listening and my friends on stage who are allies in that journey, creating that space to take people back to my country, Kalkadunga country, in that Mount Isa, the Argyll and Samoan ranges, and take them back there and get them to sort of experience the wind blowing through the spinifex grass up on the side of the rocky outcrop, to the language being sung in the landscape and how that travels between the waterways and you go to a sacred spot, and so that's where I want to take people to as well.
Do you ever find that you can't quite replicate that feeling? Do you get frustrated in the process of trying to share those feelings of, like you said, the wind blowing through the spinifex grass during the process of creating these tracks?
I think if I got frustrated, I wouldn't be doing it right. So that'd be my that's my sort of anchor point to, like, it's not working in that way. That means I'm not in tune enough with what I want to do, And so there's sort of in a sort of intentional and culturally appropriate way as well, because it just like aligns me with what the music actually means
to you.
Sorry?
What the music actually means to you? Sorry, I lost the last word of your...
Oh, right, yeah. So, it's all intentional and sort of going back to what you're asking, like if I got frustrated, it's like me, if I did get frustrated in that process of the compositional making of this piece, I'm like, it pulls me up and I'm like, okay, I'm not doing it the right way, so I have to do it some other way. It's because you're expressing, I guess, feelings, and then you're trying to translate that onto a piece of paper for your friends to play, and so there's like there's a multi-layered process in that takes place, and so if any one process is out, it doesn't work,
Del May says that you're a musician, a magician, bringing your music home. Do you think that there is an element of magic, of an intuition beyond just the notes on the page, or the planned way that you're going to play?
Yeah, most definitely. There's in the moment, there's the concert venue, like the actual space that we're performing in, whether that's, you know, out in the middle of the bush or in the venue, but the musicians themselves, you know, and it is a journey, and it's a ceremony as well, you know. So obviously we do a lot of different types of concerts and events throughout the year, but, you know, essentially you are that person every day. You are a musician or you're a composer or both, you know, and you're trying to find that connection of how and what inspired you to take it back to country, so I'm always proud to go back to Mount Isa and share that journey of my successes, you know. And so the magic comes from the land, you know, and so I like to acknowledge that.
We can head along and check out William's work as part of Musica Viva. They are coming to Perth on the 30th of September, and you can grab tickets online through musicaviva.com.au. William, thank you so much for joining us on Artbeat today.
Thank you so much for having us on the show.
That was William Barton talking about his latest project with Ensemble Q. You can check out the masterclasses that are happening in Perth as well as the performances at musicaviva.com.au.